Welcome to Wednesday night at Faith Assembly, featuring the ministry of Senior Pastor Phil Goss. We're glad you've joined us.
James, we're going to look at James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Every day, you encounter all kinds of people. Some of them are delightful and a joy to be around. Some of them are difficult. Some are inspiring. Some are irritating. Some are fascinating. Some are intimidating. The fact is, a lot of the problems we have in life is because of our relationships and the conflicts that we have with people. Getting along with people is hard because everybody but me is weird. Isn't that what we kind of think? Yeah, you know, why can't they just be like me? And when your relationships are bad, life stinks. It's just no good. And you might have a lot of money, you might have a lot of opportunities, but if you don't have a good relationship, you're just miserable. And James gives us some practical advice about how you and I should relate to other people. Verse 18, the last verse, but it's kind of the core of it. Those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. So every day in your relationships, you're planting seeds. In fact, I'm going to start a series. I got Easter. We're going to talk about the story of Easter. The next Sunday, I'm going to start about the puzzle of relationships and how you and I can have them and how we deal with them. And let me just tell you something. When we talk about that, we're not going to talk about other people. We're going to talk about you. Okay, because hear me, other people aren't the problem, right? It's me, and that's what James is saying, you know, and he says, every day you're planting seeds, you're going to reap a harvest off of these relationships. So what's the solution? How do you do that? We come back to that word he used earlier. It's called wisdom. How do you treat people? And we're not wise. So he's going to give us some advice on how to be wise in our relationships. And that's what these verses are about. So he begins with, first of all, that wisdom is a lifestyle. I need wisdom to relate to people. It's a lifestyle. Verse 13 of James chapter 3. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it. Notice you might want to underline that. Prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. So in other words, it has nothing to do with your intelligence. It has everything to do with your relationships and your character. You know, just imagine him standing up here tonight and saying, I want to see the hand of all of those who are wise. Okay? Now, if you're dumb enough to raise your hand, what he would say to you then is, prove it. Well, how do I prove it? James would say, let me just watch you for a few days. Let me just kind of follow you. And you show me your wisdom by the way that you live. It's not a matter of what you say with your lips. It's a matter of how you live your life. And so, you know, are you going to be the type of person that's wise? If you get along with other people, you're wise. If you don't, you're not. A lifestyle. Wisdom has to do with the character in relationships more than it has to do with education and intelligence and humility. See, wisdom produces humility. Knowledge produces pride. So he says, to begin with, let's just understand something up front, that if you're going to get along with people, it's a lifestyle. It's how you're called to live, and you're going to need wisdom to do that. All right? Secondly, then, the lack of wisdom causes problems. If you don't live this way, if you don't put this wisdom into practice, if you don't let it be a part of your life, you're going to create problems for yourself. And we all know this, I've said it a lot of times before, the majority, most of the problems in your life today have been caused by you. We want to blame everybody else, but in reality, they're not the fault. We're good at creating a mess. Verse 14, but, you know, he said, this is the way you should live, but if you're bitterly jealous and there's selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. Jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, demonic. Wow, that's pretty heavy. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every kind of evil. So a lack of wisdom creates chaos. It creates confusion. It creates problems. You got any confusion in your home? Got any problems at work? Okay? If you can't get it all together, where's your wisdom? And so the lack of wisdom causes problems. So then he gives us the next verse 17, one verse. And we're just going to pull it apart tonight because he tells us how to look at wisdom, to look at a description of wisdom. How can I know if I'm wise? How do I relate to people? Well, we're going to take a little wisdom test. And we're going to see how you're doing, and we're going to see how well you rate, because in verse 17, he lists the characteristics of wise people. He says, how do you relate to wise people? Here's what it says. Look at verse 17. Let's just read it. Wisdom from above is first of all pure, peace-loving, gentle at all times, willing to yield to others, full of mercy, fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. Does that describe your relationships with other people? Yes, maybe one or two I got there, and maybe sometimes. No, it's a package deal, folks. You know, it's the way we're to relate. Relationships are important. In fact, you know, God said it. He said, look, most important commandment, love me with everything you got and love people. If you can't love people, there's problems. So he goes through this. So let's look at it. First of all, if I'm wise, I won't compromise my integrity. I won't compromise my integrity. Verse 17, he says, it's first of all pure. Now, integrity is simply this word that it means a very simple thing. It simply means this. You are the same no matter where you are, even when you're by yourself. That your life is pure because it's consistent. You're not one thing you're when you're with these people, another thing with these people, and another thing with these people. That's inconsistent. That's a lack of integrity that will create problems in your relationships. And so it's authentic. It's being genuine. You know, I'm going to be this person. I'm going to do what's right. I will be a person of integrity. Why is that important? Because all relationships are built on trust, respect. And if you don't have honesty, who's going to trust you? If people can't hear what you say and accept it, how are they going to trust you? You have to have integrity. The guy who invented the lie detecting machine did a test run on it when he first invented it, and he tested 25,000 people. And he came to this conclusion. People are basically dishonest. We lie. And so James says, look, here's the beginning of relationships. Is your life being lived with integrity? Now, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Because isn't that how God wants us to live? God wants us to be the same all the time, correct? We have nothing to hide. I can't be a good person here and a bad person here. That creates problems for me. I carry that into my relationships, don't I? Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9. People with integrity walk safely, but those who follow crooked paths will be exposed. See, if you're walking with integrity, you're not afraid to be found out. You're not afraid if other people know. You don't have to hide anything else. You know, you come to that place where you live with confidence. You're secure in relationships because you're not putting people on. And so if I'm wise, I'm going to live a pure life. And so James begins this whole description with, you know, the wisdom that comes from God is, first of all, is the wisdom of purity. And I won't compromise my integrity. I'm going to be pure. Okay? Now, again, if you want to question, text, there's the number. We good so far? Okay. Secondly, deep breath. If I'm wise, I won't antagonize your anger. Do you know anybody who likes to push buttons? Now here, let's be honest. All of us know there's buttons to push, don't we? And if you're around people long enough, you know they're buttons, don't you? James says, look at verse 17. Wisdom is first of all pure. It's also peace-loving. So I won't make you angry. Wise people work at maintaining harmony. They're not looking for a fight. You know people who are always on edge. And if you say just one little thing wrong, it's going to set them off. Okay? And so if you're smart, you just don't go there. You just stay away from that. You just don't do it. Well, but they need to change and they need to clean it up and they need to not be that way. That's not your problem. Now, you can make it your problem. And if you do, you'll live with that problem. And it'll create more problems. But as far as you're concerned, you know what? I'm not going to do that. If I know there's something that's going to be with people, I'll just stay away from it. If I know there's people, oh, you can't do that and you can't say that and you can't, then you just stay away, right? Because I'm not going to antagonize you. I'm not going to push your buttons. Proverbs 20, verse 3. Avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. Only fools insist on quarreling. If you're wise, you know when to leave it alone. How many times, especially in a marriage or on the job with the boss, you would have been better off to walk away than to start lipping off. You know, it just would have been better, right? Now, there's four things that cause arguments, basically. There's others, but these are the main four. And if you're wise, you'll avoid these. Let me give them to you. First of all, comparing. You're just like. Every once in a while, my wife will tell me that I'm just like my father. Whenever she says that, in all the history, it has never been a compliment. Right? You're just like. Why can't you be like? You know? Well, when I was your age, you know, it's just not, you're asking for a fight, aren't you? Condemning. It's your fault. You lay on the guilt. You always. You never. You should. You shouldn't. You ought to. When you start doing that, you're just asking for a fight, right? Because you're condemning them. You always do that. Well, seldom does somebody always do anything. Thirdly, contradicting. In other words, you say something and you just know when you say it, the other person's always going to take the other side. Yeah, but, you know, and if you're that person, stop it. Just accept it and go on. You see, we like to contradict. You know, how do you like to be interrupted in the middle of a sentence? You know, you just take the other side. You're not willing to agree. You see, the secret of wisdom is knowing what to overlook. And some things just aren't worth the fight. And in fact, here's what you got to understand. The relationship is more important than winning the argument. That's how important they are. Because you can win the argument and lose. And so, it's not worth it. Fourthly, controlling. It always has to be your way. It's my way or the highway. You know, you always have to have the last word. Well, I'm right. Well, I know what I'm talking about. Well, they shouldn't be that way. You know? We're watching two grandkids this week. I get the privilege of driving them to school. The other day we were driving, and one of them was going after the other, and the other one was ignoring them. And so, you know, they were just ignoring them. Hey, look at me. Hey, I want to tell you this. Hey, what's it? I said, stop. You're not in control of them. Leave them alone. Well, they're ignoring me. Well, if they want to be that way, that's their business. No, I don't like. You know how it goes? It starts when you're young, doesn't it? Well, I know I'm right. They should listen to me. Oh, you're so wise. You see, if you're wise, you would quit arguing. Proverbs 14:29. People with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. Anybody ever done something stupid when you're mad? Okay. Romans 12:18, do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Everyone. That means you have to accept a lot of stuff just the way they are. Not worth the fight. Next, if I'm wise, I won't minimize your feelings. I won't minimize your feelings. Questions so hard? Good? Okay. Minimize your feelings. Verse 17, wisdom from above. First of all, pure, it's peace-loving. Here it is. It's gentle at all times. Wow. It's considerate. It's courteous. It's mindful of others. See, I can understand your feelings without having to agree with them. You see, there's a common mistake that if I don't feel the way you feel, then your feelings are invalid. They're irrational. They're silly. You know, you don't minimize people's feelings. I don't have to accept them. I'm not going to let your feelings control me, but I can't understand them. Proverbs 15:4, gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. You know, we put people down, we place like, you know, well, I know why you feel that way. We're condescending. You know, I'm not going to minimize what you're feeling. You're feeling that way. Okay, I understand that. But feelings sometimes lie to you. But I understand. I don't have to jump in and feel that way with you. But I know how you feel. Oh, nobody knows how I feel. Boy, is that a big lie. That's just a big lie, because there's nothing but what's common to all of us. Right? But I won't minimize them. I won't put you down because you feel that way. Then, if I'm wise, just look at the clock. I need to get in a hurry here. I won't criticize your suggestions. I won't criticize your suggestion. Gentle at all times, notice what he says, and willing to yield to others. Don't raise your hands. How many of you have to have it your way? Good. Glad to see every hand in the building raised. You know, I'm open to reason. I'm willing to discuss it. A wise person can learn from everybody. You don't have to be defensive. I'm not stubborn. I'll listen. I'll be reasonable. Are you a reasonable person? Can your kids reason with you? Can your spouse reason with you? Can your boss reason with you? Can your friends reason with you? Or the moment they challenge you, are you can become defensive all of a sudden? And you say, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm right. I don't agree with what you say. I know better. You know, when I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. You know, let's just be very honest. Most of us are oversensitive. We allow ourselves to be hurt far too easily. I don't need to be defensive. I can take what people say. You see, if you can't take criticism, you're never going to grow. And you're never going to learn. And a wise person always wants to learn. And to learn, some things have to be addressed. And you can learn from anybody. Proverbs 12:15. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. If I'm wise next, I won't emphasize your mistakes. Aren't you always on the lookout for somebody's mistakes because that makes you feel better than them, right? Notice what he says, willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. Mercy. In other words, I don't give people what they deserve. Because you know why? I don't want what I deserve. You know, you don't. Everybody makes mistakes, and if you keep throwing people's mistakes up in their face, you're going to have a hard time with relationships because you'll always be hurt by everybody because everybody makes mistakes, and if all you do is keeping track of that, well, they made that mistake, and they said this to me, and they did this to me, I'm not going to be around them anymore. Before long, you will be by yourself. So you just have to let it go. Remember when you did this, you said that, you acted like this, you meant that, you did this. Let it go. It's over. You can't keep bringing up the past. Full of mercy. Proverbs 17:9. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. I'm willing to guess that a lot of people in this room are holding on to some things that somebody did or said to you, and it's hindering your relationship with them because you won't let it go. And here's the biggest problem. You're convinced you're right, and you're not. You can win, but you'll lose. You give them what? Mercy. God says this to us. His mercies are new every morning. Man, think about that. I sure am glad they are. Full of mercy, the fruit of good deeds. It's actions. It's something I do. I don't just say I feel. I do what I can. James, back in chapter 2, verse 12. Whatever you say or whatever you do, remember that you'll be judged by the law that sets you free. There will be no mercy or those who have not shown mercy to others. But if you've been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges you. You see, the problem you have many times when you're holding those grudges, you're not being merciful to other people, so therefore you're not feeling God's mercy in your life. And if I'm wise, I won't do that. Okay, next one. We good still? If I'm wise, I won't disguise my own preferences. Last part of verse 17. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. In the Greek, if you look at that, New Testament was written in Greek, the word really means hypocrisy. It comes from our word hypocrite. It starts with the Greek theater. The actors would sometimes, there'd be two or three actors in a stage play. And what they'd do, because they didn't have enough people, the actors would have a two or three mask, and that would be the person they'd be, and they'd hold up this mask and be this person. Then when it changed, they'd hold up this mask and be this person. They were hypocrites. One person here, one person here. And it says here, I'm not going to show favoritism. I'm going to be sincere. I'm going to be the person you need me to be. Because you see, if God says to me, I've got to love others as much as I love myself, I don't get to play favorites. That's all inclusive, isn't it? Well, but there's some people I just can't stand. Well, that's your problem. You know, that's what you need to do with. And so James says, if you're smart, you don't have to be a phony with people. You can be the same person all the time. You don't need to wear a mask, but you do need to not show favoritism and love everybody. And do it sincerely. Not do it hypocritically. Well, I really love you. And then you walk away going, boy, I can't stand that person. No. Sincere. You know, nobody's perfect. I'm not going to be phony. I'm not going to pretend. Proverbs 28:13. People who conceal their sins, try to hide themselves, will not prosper. But if they confess and turn from them, they'll receive mercy. It's dumb to pretend you're perfect, that you've got it all together. And so you and I live that life that is wise. So, how well did you do on this test? Okay. Integrity of person, all these the same. You don't use people or manipulate them to get what you want. You don't get people angry and tick off. You know, here, there's some people that you know that make people angry every time they're around. They don't have a clue they're doing it. They just leave a trail of bloodshed wherever they go. They think they're as sweet as kindness can be, but nobody can stand them. Antagonistic, because I'm right. I believe one of the biggest problems and barriers, and I'll talk more about this, in people's relationships is the need to be right and have your way. Well, it's hard to lay that aside, isn't it? It's hard to be a person who gives mercy to people. Say, well, okay, how do I get wisdom? How do I get to be this person? Well, we've already talked about that. James has, back in James chapter 1, verse 5. He said, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you, and he won't rebuke you for asking. So, tomorrow, about once every 5 minutes, God, give me wisdom. God, help me to treat other people with wisdom. He gives generously. Now, let's go back to that last verse in this section, verse 18. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Now, let me just put it to you this way. You will not have righteousness in your life if you do not have healthy relationships. That's a part of righteous living, of how I relate to people. And James says, if you're going to relate to people, you got to be wise. And here's wisdom. Now, have you noticed that this is what wisdom is? But if you go to another book somewhere written in the world by a secular psychiatrist, you're not going to find this, are you? They're going to tell you, take care of yourself. Don't let anybody walk over you. You know, you've got to stand up. You know, be the person. And they think that's smart. And that's why so many people have problems with relationships. But here's the deal. This is hard, isn't it? Really, really difficult. It takes wisdom. But the great thing is this. If you need it, ask. And God will give it to you generously, more than you need. Because that's the kind of God he is. So, how's your relationships doing? Do you need some wisdom? Would you take a moment just before I conclude in prayer and just ask God to help you? Whatever issue you kind of sticks out to you right now, would you just ask God to help you with that?
Thank you for joining us for tonight's service. If you would like to talk with someone about what you've heard, please visit our website at faith.ag or call us at 239-543-2700. If you're in the Fort Myers area and don't already have a church home, you're invited to join us for Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. We also gather on Sunday mornings at 8:15 and 10:45 a.m. Faith Assembly is located at 7101 Bayshore Road. Join us again next time for Wednesday night at Faith Assembly. Faith Assembly's Wednesday night is a production of Faith Assembly Media Tech, North Fort Myers, Florida.